proclamation number 8219 dated the July 21st, 1962. Judging the souls at the end. The hour of reckoning will come, the hour when every person will have to justify himself before his judge. For order will have to be restored again sooner or later, and everyone who has transgressed this eternal order will have to be answerable. The sentence will be passed in accordance with justice. Every soul will experience the fate it has prepared for itself. The spiritual essence, which has taken the path through the creations, will be moved to where it belongs in relation to its degree of maturity. The old creation will be dissolved, i.e., all forms will be reshaped into different kinds of works of creation, and the unredeemed spiritual substance will be placed into these forms either to restart or to continue the path of salvation, depending on its degree of maturity. At present you humans still do as you want and please, and you are not prevented from doing so, irrespective of how God opposing your actions are. But the end will come soon, and you will no longer be able to do as you want, because the time will have passed when you are able to work for your soul's salvation. For you will not have used the time in accordance with God's will, but strengthened your soul's cover even more, and thereby will have prepared your own fate by becoming increasingly enslaved by matter, and thus you will become matter again yourselves, which you had already long overcome. Yet the law of eternal order will have to be fulfilled again one day. Every spiritual essence, which lived on earth as a human being, will have to receive new forms, since higher development has to continue where it was interrupted. And the spiritual essence which had failed in its embodiment as a human being has to be given a new opportunity to integrate itself in the process of return. This could indeed be called an extremely harsh judgment, but it only ever corresponds to the human being's own free will, which he had misused on earth, with the result that his soul will gain banishment into matter. It will be dissolved again and will have to take the infinitely long path through the creations until it once again enters the stage of a human being. One day it will achieve the final goal and leave every external shape behind, but it extends or shortens its own time until it can finally enter the kingdom of light in a redeemed state. And although God is inconceivably merciful and patient, and in his love constantly tries to encourage people to make the right decision of will, one day the time will come to an end, and then his righteousness will come to the fore, and he will re-establish the old order, which, however, will also signify judgment of the soul, a transfer into the external form which corresponds to its state of maturity. And, at the same time, this judgment is the end of an eadhyphen or salvation period. It will necessitate a destruction of all works of creation on earth which shelter unredeemed spiritual substance that travels along its process of development in a state of compulsion, as well as people who did not use their earthly existence to progress in their development. They, too, will be judged, that is, according to their spiritual maturity they will be placed into hard matter again. You humans are now facing the end of this old earth, whether this seems credible to you or not. Time and again your attention will be drawn to this fact in order to improve yourselves before the event and to enter the law of eternal order, which only requires a life of love. For love is a divine principle which you, too, as is living creations, will have to acquire if divine order is to be observed. You are constantly admonished by seers and prophets, who proclaim this near end to you, to consider your real purpose of earthly life, so that the end will not catch you unawares, and you will have to step before God's judgment seat laden with sin if you have done nothing to fully mature in the final form, as a human being, Even if you are not yet released from your original sin by having taken this guilt under the cross and pray to Jesus Christ for redemption from it. Only He can take all guilt from you, and then He can step before God's judgment seat free of guilt, and you will not have to fear the last judgment. Then you will be able to exchange your stay on earth with the spiritual kingdom, which is your true home. You will be able to enter the kingdom of the blissful spirits and neither have to fear the end of the old earth nor new banishment, for the eternal God is not a strict but a righteous judge, who will give to you all in accordance with your own will. Amen.